You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Just a few days ago, paratriathletes from across the world were competing at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Now many of them are on to the next challenge, the Volvo World Triathlon Paraseries in Swansea on Saturday, August the 6th. Joining me now is Tom Hodgkinson, Head of Paratriathlon for British Triathlon. Tom, thanks for speaking to us.
No worries, it's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, we should say what a great week it's been for paratriathlon in the UK, with athletes like Katie Crowhurst, Chloe McComb and David Ellis all medalling at the PTVI events at the Commonwealth Games. Does this feel like a special time in the sport?
It feels like a really big moment, both Olympic and Paralympic. You know, with the guys in that category specifically, you've got Katie coming through from swimming, only recently picked up the sport, doing so well, improving all the time. Had a great experience at the weekend and hopefully a great experience in Swansea. And Dave Ellis off the back of what was a disappointing incident at the Tokyo Games with the chain snapping, coming back, absolutely smashing it this year and having a great Commonwealth Games experience. I'm sure that'd be good for him to just kind of put that down now, get onto Swansea, get onto the rest of the season and start building from here. So yeah, it feels like a good moment to come into the sport and it feels like we've got some momentum now, definitely.
And for those not familiar, how does the World Triathlon Paraseries work?
It's an annual series of paratriathlon events where the world's best paratriathletes compete at events in different cities around the world. So this year, we've already been to Yokohama. Recently, I was out in Montreal in Canada. The next race is in Swansea. And then that all leads into the final race of the season, the World Championships, which is Abu Dhabi. So all athletes race against each other in similar impairment groups. There's six classifications in total. And for example, we have our blind or partially sighted classification in the PTVI paratriathlete class. And this classification requires athletes to be paired with a guide throughout the race, during the swim and run, and they're tethered together with a short cord, and they use a tandem bike for the bike section. And Swansea will be the first time Britain has hosted a standalone World Para Series event as well. So it's a great time to be involved in paratriathlon, and this event will happen for the next couple of years.
Oh, that's fantastic. And as we say, you know, this Saturday, August the 6th, is the first time that it's been held in Wales and in the UK. What impact do you think that'll have on the athletes and the spectators as well?
So when I think about the athlete group, it's just a chance to compete in front of a home crowd. So I was just having a bit of a check-in with one of the coaches this morning, Bex Mills, cracking coach. And she was saying that Birmingham felt like one of the best home crowds since London 2012. And we're hoping that people that were there in Birmingham will come across to Swansea and come and enjoy the race event. So we've got the World Triathlon Para Series, but at the same time, we've got an Ironman event as well, which happened in the same weekend. As there's plenty of races for people to watch, but we'd like them to come down and watch the Para Series. And it'd be a chance for the athletes to enjoy that, because it's not many chances where we get to have a home support and a big crowd. And then for spectators, it's an opportunity to see elite sport up and close and seeing this as part of a festival of Paralympic events. So I know there's some swimming events going on in South Wales at the moment, and the local government have had a real big push at the moment to push para sport as part of their big agenda at the moment. And hopefully it will inspire a few people to get involved in swim, bike and run and have some great experiences with British triathlon and para triathlon in the future.
Absolutely. And you know, events like the Commonwealth Games are not only a celebration of the talent that we've got so far in the UK, but as you say, such a big inspiration for the next generation. British Triathlon are holding a Talent ID Day next month. What's involved with that?
So that is probably a celebration of the year. And that's how we're pitching it. It's going to be a barbecue, a few drinks, you know, soft drinks, and a chance for people to come and enjoy an element of the sport. So appreciate the whole event is quite big and quite long for people coming new into the sport. So if you just want to do the swim, you can just do the swim. Just want to do the bike, do the bike. Want to do the run, just do the run. If you want to do all three, brilliant. And we're just going to bring those events down in duration and down in distance for people to experience it. So we're going to have lots of equipment down there, lots of people to support. And that will be on Sunday, the 11th of September at Eaton Dorney near Windsor. And the person arranging that is Alistair Donaldson. He's a great person, great athlete, and a great pathway manager who's developing this with the Home Nations. It'll be, like I say, a variety of distances to take part in. And it's also an opportunity to meet, you know, the existing pathway athletes and the chance to get more to know more about the sport, know more about the coaches, and know more from me as the new head of paratriathlon.
And if people are interested in the Talent ID Day, how can they take part?
So we do have a sign-up page through our talent ID page on the British Triathlon website. So if you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, if you're on any of the social media channels, please just send us a direct message and we will send you a link to the webpage if you can't find it. But we just do a simple Google search of Para Triathlon, British Triathlon, with talent ID. You'll find the page and you can sign up there. But like I said, if you're just on social media, just send us a message and someone will get back in contact with you.
And if people can't make the event on September the 11th, are there more talent ID days planned around the country?
Yeah, there will be more talent ID days planned. We've got big meetings happening over the next couple of weeks just to plan out where we're going to be around the country. So please keep an eye on all the social media channels and we'll be pushing it through there very, very soon. But I think the place where we want people to go first, if they can be there, is the 11th of September. And then if not, please just keep on following all the social media channels and we'll make sure we'll fire out some dates on there really soon.
And this Saturday in Swansea, how can people cheer on the athletes taking part at the Prince of Wales Dock? Do you need to book tickets ahead of time?
No. It is free to come down. It's going to be a great race event. It's free to watch. No tickets needed. Just come down on the day to watch the world's best para triathletes compete around the course, which is centred around the city's waterfront. The racing starts at 8:30 in the morning. And there'll be a British Triathlon Para Series event before that. Then there'll be the World Triathlon Para Series event. And then after that, like I said, there'll be an Ironman event. So there'll be plenty going on in Swansea over this weekend. But if you can't make it, you can't travel for whatever reason, it will be live streamed on our British Triathlon YouTube channel. And we will be covering it with our media experts through the social media channels as well and our stories.
Exciting times ahead. Tom Hodgkinson, Head of Paratriathlon for British Triathlon. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant. Thank you for your time.